Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here, and this is another episode of the Late Night Special. We got our guest with us, Joker. I'm gonna let Joker take over. I'm just the hype man tonight.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is the coolest barbershop in the world with our very own Kevin in the original Life Change Cuts.
Sir,
thank you for joining us, everybody. And we're gonna introduce some more people here. What we got? We got Bree, the comedian, to our other side right here, and we got our homie Neil, a special guest. Everybody, special guest here. Thank y'all for coming. Oh, and then we got some topics to talk about here. We got a few topics. Let's see, y'all want to get down to the nitty gritty, like first, or actually, let's introduce to the owner of the barbershop here, Life at Life Change Cuts.
My name is Kevin Bridge Jr. I'm the owner of Hashtag Life Change Cuts, the coolest barbershop in the world, where everyone is a star. We got a full bar arcade. We sell Jordans. I got a Jordan clock. Probably take a little camera view at the end of the thing to let y'all see what's going on. But yeah, it's me in Pensacola, Florida, baby, and we're living it up. Got some good topics for y'all boys tonight, man.
Like Kevin said, this is a chill place. We got everything here. We got anime. We got video games here. We got special icons posted everywhere.
Oh yeah, man. It's the 80s and 90s theme all day.
So we're going, since it's a chill vibe, we're going to start with something chill. When did you think you were going to, like, I'm going to just become a barber?
I really didn't have a choice. It was be broke or be successful. I'll keep it like that, man. My first thing I did was my sons. I have three boys, and I started practicing, and I was like, damn, I'm pretty good at this. And then later on in life, I figured out that my grandfather was a barber. I didn't even know that. He passed away when I was a teenager. And I remember him taking us to like a barber college or whatever, and I was like, damn, you know what I mean? You know, why does he keep taking us here? Because he used to be a barber. But at that point in my life, he was a preacher. So I didn't know his barber side, but you know, it was always in me. So when I became a barber, my grandma told me, like, you know, your grandfather, he was a popular barber back in Flint, Michigan. I was like, damn, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So I always wanted to, you know, do something besides work a regular job. A regular job is cool for certain people, but some people ain't cut from that cloth. And I'm one of them people that ain't cut from that cloth. I got to be my own boss. So that's why, you know, I went to go get a trade, which anybody can get a trade. And after you get a trade, work in a business, then you open up your own business. Three easy steps. Some people go to college. I know people that have been in college for 8 years and still don't make half the money I do a year. And you know, a lot of people ignore trade. Like a plumber, a lot of people ignore being a plumber. A plumber, if I have to hire a plumber to come here, that's $125 just for him to show up. Not even to tell me what the hell going on or nothing like that. People don't know that.
It's a fact.
And that's off a trade, you know what I mean? It only take 2 years to get there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of other trades. You know, if you can work with your hands, you can make money. But, that's one of the main reasons why I became a barber, because I wanted to support my family and create something, generational wealth for my family, you know what I mean? I'm the first business owner in my family. You know what I mean? That's a real huge leap, because my parents is like, what? What are you doing? Well, you about to do what? You about to open up what? They're not used to that. So I changed the generational wealth pattern. I'm trying to be the first millionaire in my family. Then I'm trying to teach my sons this, and you know, just black ownership.
That sounds real beautiful right there. It looks like if there's answers to life, there's many answers to life. Like it could be as simple as I want my family to strive and not struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's the bottom line to it right there. That's all. I mean, who don't want that? Like you say, like you cut from different cloth. Some people don't even mind just working a
9-to-5 job for the rest of their life.
Like, fuck that.
I know I ain't trying to do that too much, but like I said, so we got like a prime living example of a person.
No offense. I know some of my y'all already know.
Some people out there, you know, it's like job security is, you know,
that they think
it's an old habit that our parents had, but this new generation and the new wave that's going on, everybody's like, man, we got to be our own bosses. We got to get our own money. You know what I mean? Get that slave mentality up out of our head. We can all get our own stuff. It's all up to, you know, to you though. You mean nobody put a gun to your head when you sign that contract to, you know, make those $10, $15 an hour or whatever. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. You signed that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? But if you don't want to go that way, go the other way, you know what I mean? But it's all up to you. That's why I tell people. So when they ask me, like, how'd you build a shop? How did you take that leap? A lot of people can't. It's just two. It's like 1 inch of faith, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got to take this leap to get to that next level. And a lot of people won't take. So 1 inch, my lip was 1 inch, I'd be butt ugly. Most people. And that's the same thing with success. You're only 1 inch away from it, but it's all up to you to take that inch. You know what I mean? So, I got a, another little topic. Anybody hear that Kendrick Lamar album?
I didn't.
I say the album of the century. Every track, it took him 5 years to make it. Sure. Every track on that slamming, like, it's so detailed. Mm-hmm. And then the last like couple months events, like, he just didn't. He took them events that happened last month with Will Smith and, you know, Chris Rock situation. What's going on now? He took all that situations and put them into his album too. So he still was working on it at the beginning of the year, and that's like, damn.
He just finished it.
Every track was fire. And I ain't never said that about anybody album that came out, you know, in a long while. Even Kanye West, and I'm a big Kanye West fan. Every track on his album is not fire, but it's like.
Nah, it's not. It's
like, I like it a lot, though.
Kendrick, every damn track is fire, man. Damn. So that was a beautiful thing, man. What else was not so beautiful was last night, Dallas Mavericks versus Golden State. Andrew Wiggins dunked on Luka. So nasty. He fell on the ground, started shivering. Now, Jay Morant been doing this goddamn thing, but goddamn, Andrew Wiggins dunked on motherfucking Luka and had him on the ground like this.
Like shaking, just
shaking. It was crazy. I was like, damn, that's the dunk of the year, dog. Killed Jay Morant shit.
Actually, who are you going for, man? Who you think
going I'm going then? For? I was going for Dallas. I made a big bet, and I'm mad because they look like they're about to get swept. But, you know, how they did Phoenix, I was like, man, they're going to probably beat Golden State, and that is not true. Them boys is too strong for them. So I'm about to lose some money, but it's all right. You know what I mean?
I feel like Golden State is just going to just do their thing and come out on top again, you know?
Yeah.
They got the Splash Brothers back out there. They stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, might be a watch. I don't know how the Heat doing right now.
The Heat doing good. They play tonight, but I think the Celtics go get them tonight. I think it's gonna be 2-2 tonight.
I don't know. Like the Heat, they got some young boys up on there now.
They do, but Marcus Smart and Tatum and the boys Brown, when they own, and they at home. They're not gonna lose two games at home. They did their job last game, you know, but I don't think they gonna lose two in a row. That's just not.
I'll pray for them. So we're gonna see what they're gonna do. But so, man, so like you talking about the success, the sports, the business, and our lives. We got very own Sovereign right here.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to be?
I want to be a millionaire.
I want to be a millionaire.
Nah, but not being generic. The reason why I want success is to not only because I want my family to be okay financially, and I feel like I can help not only just my family, but the community or just people in general, because I like helping people anyway. But having money gives you more power to do that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I want to be successful. Plus, I like things, and you need money to buy things. So
that's what Les Brown said. He said, money is the equivalent of breathing.
Oh, that did bring me to a question. And I want to see from your experience.
Yeah.
Is it really true? More money, more problems?
That is true. That is very true. The more successful you get, the more problems you got. So, like, that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett situation,
yeah.
Not even a Chris Rock, but Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, like, you can't compare your regular poor people problems to their rich people problems. You know what I mean? They got real shit going on. Like, you know, man, they dealing with millions of fucking dollars. So their situations might be a lot different than our situations with any, like, you know, successful people like that. So I noticed the more problems you got, more taxes and stuff like that, and you got to deal with different people and stuff like that. It's just, it's hard, you know what I mean? But it's up to me to let me know, to let myself know, is it worth it or not? You know what I mean? Some people can't deal with all that. They just rather have an organized life, you know? What if we had to eat dog?
Hey, there's people already.
I mean, but see, you know, I hate to say this to the Chinese folks, but still, you go to their restaurant, you don't know what the fuck you eating.
Yeah.
Let me know.
You do not know what you eating. They gonna say this is chicken. They gonna say this is beef.
You know what?
Beef, right? This shit is dog.
I ain't gonna lie.
This shit is dog.
That chicken don't never. I ain't never seen chicken like that.
You don't know, but it do taste good though.
It do taste good. It do taste like that. How the fuck you know it's chicken? You gotta be a chicken up thermometer or something.
Chicken on radar.
This is real. No, this shit fucking dog and cat. You can't tell me that shit ain't dog.
Man,
shit greasy as fuck.
I used to work in the mall.
Tastes like grass.
And I ain't gonna say which restaurant it is because I don't want people to, you know, be disgusted. But Buddy came from the back. He was like, "We run out of chicken." He run in the back. He grabbed a white trash bag full of, it looked like chicken, but I don't know what it was, slimy and shit. I was like, "That is not chicken. What is that?" And that's how it came in. So I don't know if they chop it up stuff and. You know, because when you put that honey glaze on, that could be a pigeon. And when that honey glaze on there, you don't know what the hell is what. You don't care. You just like, damn, this shit tastes good. You tasting that honey.
Oh, man. So you can turn anything with white spices.
I want to give a big shout out to Bree over here. Bree was on the movie Sextuplets. You know that scene where they was in the jail. I think she was like the big mama was getting out of jail. The Marlon Mays, the big girl, she was like one of the inmate homegirls or whatever on there. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but that's Bree right there. She's on Sextuplets. That's some big move, you know what I mean? For her young age, you know what I mean? She's a young comedian. She's doing her thing. Y'all go check her out. Check her out, Bree. Yeah,
Bree.
What's your Instagram, yeah, my Facebook, and all them stuff so you know people can follow you?
Everything is Bree the comic, BREECOMIC, and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
She's very funny, y'all. She's doing her thing, man. Proud of her, yo.
Links to her stuff and everybody's stuff will be at the bottom of everything. Y'all know what it
is. Mm-hmm.
This isn't a real thing. I'm just pretending.
Oh, yeah. When did you start your comedian career?
Honestly, after I left that set that he's talking about, it was crazy how it happened because I was just supposed to be a background actress, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of the prisoners or whatever. And so it was like Marlon looking for one girl to come out here and be featured. And so I was like, oh shit, I have to do something stand out. So all I did started plaiting my dress like Kodak. And so I just had them all over my head, you know, like Orange is New Black, the girl up there. Mm-hmm. And so he came out, he looking, this is probably about 30 bitches. He looking. And so I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Shut up, my tough as shit. And he was like, come here. He looked at another bitch, was like, you come here. And so the girl went up and down. Next thing I know, they walked back out. He was like, nah, you right here. You come get you. So he was talking about me, so I was like, okay. So I walked up in there and they put all the little lights on me, put makeup on me and shit. I couldn't talk and they didn't want to pay me that much extra, you know. So it's not a talking role. It's just, like I said, background. Just want to be featured, get a little camera time, whatever. But so they telling me what to do, all the producers in there and everything. And every time they told me to do something, I did it. We did so many takes or whatever. But I mean, they put in there what they put in there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, time is money. And I mean, but we did a lot of takes. And then what's crazy is afterwards, I got to talk to, what's his name? Marlon. He pulled me to the side, you know, and we talked. And he asked me, like, you know, what I'm doing. And I told him what I was doing. I was trying to do a lot of things. I was trying to, well, I did write scripts, movie scripts, start a book, trying to take acting classes and all that type of crap. And I was like, just give me some advice, you know, tell me, like, that's how I kind of was. I can't remember, that shit was years ago. And he told me what to tell him, but he was like, you really need to do stand-up. Like, I see something, you need to do stand-up. I was like, for real? He was like, yeah. He was like, fuck doing this shit right here, what everybody else trying to do, trying to climb your way up. You black, you need to get your own shit. Like Tyler Perry, you see how he doing his thing. You need to do stand-up comedy, then work your way in there. Don't be kissing these people asses. I can see stand-up in your future. And I was like, okay. And then next thing you know, they was like, all right, get back on set or whatever. And all the producers, they came up, talked to me, shook my hand. Like, the man that was over, I think the producer, I can't remember his name, but he worked on Scary Movie and other movies with him. So that's like his homeboy. And then not only that, we followed each other on Twitter. And so we had a few, like, you know, I talked to him, not a lot. It's like, because he's a busy man. But I done reached out to him and he done reached back to me. And I'm just trying to stay in touch because at the right time, I want to be able to meet. But, you know, I just been working in between and trying to do what I can. So, yeah.
So, my question is, and I'll let you, you got any questions?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to God, because I don't know about the guy right there. Facts. I don't know about y'all. Real shit. Real shit. I wasn't supposed to be in
it. Okay. Hey,
I just had to say that.
Right. Got that opportunity. Hold on. I said I fucked that up. Right time, right place.
Really, it really was. That's a go. That was nobody but God that put me in that position. I wouldn't be doing comedy now. You know, I'm still, you know, dibbing and dabbling. People getting offended, but I don't give a fuck. I mean, you got to speak the truth. Yeah. You got to say what you got to say.
Fuck them.
You know, but I'm learning, taking one foot at a time because I'm still a mommy.
So what?
They're not gonna pay your bills.
Yeah.
True. What is? Where do you get your comedy from? Like where?
Real life situations.
You know, everybody got their own.
Real life. Hey, I want to be truthful and tell the truth about everything. Fuck it. People get mad, but you know what? Fuck it. I mean, people gonna talk regardless.
Do you ever feel like by going on this path, did you ever be like, I may offend people, don't want to, like before you are now,
yeah,
you were like, maybe I want to tone it down, or
I ain't gonna say back then it was, now I'm at the point that I don't give a fuck, because I mean, it is what it is. I feel like with whatever I'm talking about, it's not to bash nobody, but it's to help somebody, you know what I'm saying? Some things I done talked about, I done went through, and I had to heal from, so I feel like what I talk about is gonna heal another motherfucker, male or woman. You know, like, I want to help everybody, you know, and I want to have a voice for the people that can't talk, you know? Yeah, so.
Look, I feel you, because I used to think by like, oh, maybe I'm being too offensive. I talk to this guy all the time about that. At this point, it doesn't matter.
It don't.
It don't.
People going to say whatever they want to say. Yep. So why should we filter? You know, unless you're just being, I'm an asshole. I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Asshole,
you ain't trying
asshole
to, like, hurt you. Know? Well, I don't know about y'all, but me, I ain't trying to
hurt you. No, I ain't trying to hurt. You're just trying to be truthful, honest.
Yeah, people lie too much.
Lie too much.
Like Cat Williams said, you got the truth and you got to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You died because they was doing something for their community.
Question.
It should be for everybody. If you ain't gay, you shouldn't even be mad and saying fuck the gay people.
But then that's the
I ain't
question
gay, but...
Wait, hold on. See, that brings up.
Them motherfuckers come up to me in a club, hey, bitch. I'm trying to. Who the fuck are you talking to? You can get these hands, bitch.
Everybody get treated the same way.
Bitch, I was just trying to get a drink. I ain't your bitch again, man, motherfucker. You get these hands. Call me a bitch again. We can go outside.
We're cutting up.
Remember, this is just opinions. It's not
no hate speech or nothing.
No hate speeches.
No, not.
I'm all for it, but in the same sense.
That would be good though if they can help bring, you know,
if they can get
uterus to girls that don't, that can't have a baby, because a girl that can't have a baby is a dangerous woman. Wow.
Exactly.
Now, when I say this, is because that girl will fuck anything to try to get a baby.
You're right.
That's just like that Beyonce movie.
I know chicks like that.
What's that?
Somebody obsessed with the white girl.
That white girl. She was trying to kill her because she had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She was upset.
Oh,
that shit was crazy.
It was.
That white bitch was going ham on her ass because she wanted that kid.
Look.
That's why we need to get the uterus implant for. I understand y'all ain't with LGBT, but I'm saying.
I'm not.
My point, y'all don't give a fuck. This nigga said, fuck them.
Fuck the gay niggas, okay? The gay niggas.
Look, guys, I love gay men. Right, Ken? I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's Eminem's
girl. Where's Barbie? Where's Barbie at?
Look, everybody do what they want to do. Look, I identify as a dragon.
I'm just like, damn. Do what you want to do.
But what's the, I will say this, though, because that brings up, I thought about abortion and the war with that. So, I don't know. It confuses me because in my mind, I don't care, but I care.
Your mind's telling you no.
But your body is telling you yes.
Yeah, because I get it that, like, I feel like, okay, if you don't want a baby, you know, boosh, bye, disappear. But I don't know.
If you don't want a baby, don't come in the hole. Point blank, period.
It's hard, man. That's
not simple, though.
That shit get wet and juicy.
Okay, I know how it is. You know, I'm a hoe out here in these streets. Mm-hmm. But in the same sense.
Spill your seed on the ground.
Pull that bitch out. I know it feels so good.
It feels
better. You can still get shorty. Can still get pregnant off pre cum. It don't really matter.
I got a trick.
Oh yeah.
You gotta stick it in the butt.
No. But that will solve a lot of problems. To get rid of pre-con, because you know when you about to, you gotta let her suck it first. And suck it real good. Like, suck it out.
This is a period.
Nice show time.
That might not work.
Nice show. Oh,
you still, when you fucking, you still got nuts.
You gotta get all of it out. You
gotta still got pre-con still coming out.
She gotta suck it.
You still got pre-con.
She gotta.
Yeah.
I ain't found no hole that can suck that good.
Oh, well.
That's gonna be some trouble.
You know,
so I'm like,
you
problem. No, cause I know.
That's gonna damn suck all the pre-cum out.
God damn.
It's gonna keep coming for about minutes.
I never missed one yet.
Hey, sometimes they like sucking. Good 30 minutes.
That's enough. Good. You spin it back in, boom. That's quick.
A good 30 minutes.
Good. Let me change the subject a little bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. So in Dallas, Texas, there's been a big problem with coyotes and bobcats walking around. Now, see, on the West Coast, they be having all these fires and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And these fires, forest fires, the animals got to leave. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So in Texas, everybody moved from California to Texas and Florida. They're cutting down all the woods to build these houses and all that stuff. So they don't have nowhere to live. So they have a bad problem with coyotes and bobcats just roaming the streets like in packs. So one day, Miss Susan gets her kids ready for school.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
She got two kids in the living room and one she get ready in the back. All right, she gets them ready. She comes back to the front. She sees her door open. She's like, what the hell going on? Why is my door open? Now she hears something growling. She looks, and her son has his whole head in a coyote's mouth like this. And he's growling, dragging his son out.
Damn.
And he's screaming, Mama! Ah! Susan said, oh, fuck no. She went and grabbed a knife and stabbed the shit out of that dude, that coyote. dropped him. The baby's okay. He got a couple little knots on his head, but he's okay, man. So they said that's a bad problem. Just coyotes just packs them, just walking around the neighborhoods and stuff now because they have nowhere to go. So what should they do? Should they kill the coyotes that's running around? But, you know, there's laws against that, you know, killing wildlife and stuff like that. Now, if it's stepping your yard, you probably be able to do something, but you can't kill it if it's just roaming down the street.
Why don't they get?
Because they have Karens out that care about these damn coyotes and stuff, and we'll call the police. Like, he shot a coyote and it wasn't in his yard, and you go to jail for a fucking coyote.
They need to put the coyotes and let them take care of the coyotes.
And bobcats now.
I'm shooting a bobcat. As soon as I see that.
Bow. You look around. You choked out a bobcat. You see that Karen looking into their paws.
I was like, what the hell? And then they had an episode, not an episode, I seen on Facebook, the same place, Dallas, Texas, a bobcat came out. This dude was getting ready for work. He had cupcakes in his head. I guess they was having a party or something for his kids at school or something like that. And his wife was getting in her car to go to her job. And next thing you know, you hear something. Rawr! It's like, this is on a Ring camera. And he's like, what the hell? It was a bobcat attacked his wife, and he fucked around. Luckily, he had something in the car or something. He just hit the bobcat, and the bobcat ran off, and he had to take his wife to the hospital. So no cupcakes for those kids that day.
I think I remember seeing that. That was crazy. I think he slung that thing, too, didn't
he? Yeah. It's overpopulated, man. A lot of people are moving out here from California, coming here to Florida.
Mountain lions
and everything. They cutting down the woods. You don't have.
Wake up to reality. Nothing ever goes as planned in this accursed world.
On my Kingdom Hearts shit, I used to be a fucking hero. Now I'm demon time, bitch. I have no time on reminiscing. That's a waste of time, bitch. Y'all always talking shit behind my back. No, never do shit. Cause look, I don't understand why y'all always hating on me. I'm working hard on bust my ass and still hating them on me. Cause I will never understand or comprehend your bitches. Cause if y'all talking shit, I'm the stump on your way, bitches. Cause I'm an enigma, you a son of a bitch. And all y'all do is talk shit with your weapon ass bitch. Cause I must keep saying the B word. Not just talking about females, but talking about dumbass niggas who talking this shit. Cause
ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut, and it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date, you want to look good for a business meeting, you want to look good for an interview, anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade, they got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes, and I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Now, if you want to watch the full 2-hour show, it is up on YouTube, WCOD's Gaming. Go check that out. We are going to do more live shows, and when we put them on Spotify and Anchor and all that, we are going to condense them at least around 30 minutes or so. So, but if you do listen to the show on here, there are going to be differences. So there is a reason to listen to both sides. So please come check it out. Also, go watch the live version too. So y'all be blessed, never stressed, and thank you for the love. Yes, sir.